Welcome to the audio introduction to The Years by Mariano Pensotti and Grupo Marea. My name is Alyosha Begrich. I'm dramaturg of the show. And we are sitting here with Mariano Pensotti, the director of the play and also the author. And we want to speak a bit about the play and how it was developed. First question, Mariano, how did you came up with the idea to develop a piece about years and the ongoing of time and all this what has to do with future and past?
Well, hi. I think I've been obsessed with the idea of time and especially time passing by since quite a long time. And I always wanted to make a piece about the same character in two very different moments of his life, you know? And I think this piece was like the opportunity to develop the story of this guy when he's 30 and when he's 60. And at the beginning, I didn't know exactly what to do with that. Then especially during the beginning of the pandemics, the whole idea of future, the concept of what we might become in 30 years, what is going to happen with the future of our cities, with the future of the people that we know, started to become very important to me. And it was much more evident that what I wanted to make, it was a piece about the present and the future. I think eventually Los Años, the years, it's about that. It's about the difference with the person when he's 30 and when he's 60. But it's also about how much things are going to change from now on during the next 30 years. Imagine this from a fictional perspective. Of course, this is not a sociological piece or anything like that. It's more like a fictional investigation about the possibilities of the future.
Yeah, maybe you tell a bit more about the story. I mean, we know that there is a documentary film which one of the main characters is doing and about a poor young kid like having this encounter with him and he developed the film. In which way the content or the narration you take is a tool to get further on to a deeper character or mindset or what you already mentioned before, how persons change, how the times are changing us?
Well, you know, basically the story of the piece revolves around this young character who's a young architect when he's 30 in the present in 2020. And he's actually making a documentary about certain buildings in Buenos Aires, which are a replica of buildings in Europe, which is something that happens for real. You know, that in Buenos Aires, we have a lot of reproductions of buildings who used to exist in Europe, and sometimes they don't exist anymore because of the wars. So you just have the replicas there. So it's like a city built on representations of things that they doesn't exist anymore. But all this to say that, well, this character is shooting a documentary about those buildings, and then one day, by chance, he found out a boy who lives alone in one of these buildings, and he becomes obsessed about this kid. And eventually, he becomes a sort of father figure for him, while at the same time, he starts to obsessively shoot the daily life of the kid. And that has a deep impact in his own life. Everything that he had or was taking for granted, it becomes a sort of a in crisis because of the experience of follow this kid. And then 30 years later, the same character who has been transformed into a documentary filmmaker, he's not an aspiring architect anymore, he comes back to Buenos Aires and he's trying to search for this boy he portrayed 30 years ago. So it's like this searching for the missing boy and what happened with his life and in which sense the experience of being documented, I mean, the experience of being the subject of a documentary film might have transformed the life of the kid or not, is like the line that goes through the whole piece. But in another level, I also think that it's really a piece about the city itself, you know, because as we said, the beginning of the piece is very much related to the early 20th century buildings built in Buenos Aires, and Buenos Aires as a sort of strange utopia of Europeans in exile, you might say. Then another big part of the piece takes place in a neighborhood in Buenos Aires called Lugano, which is also interesting because it's, you know, it's called Lugano after the Swiss city of Lugano. Now it's an extremely rough area of the city. It's a sort of a banlieue there. And again, you might think about this place as a sort of a failed utopia from the 60s. And another place which also has a strong presence in the piece, it's a theme park called the Children's Republic, which is a sort of a Disneyland that we have outside Buenos Aires. And it's, again, a sort of replica of Disneyland in this case. But all this to say that the idea of the future and the creation of utopic societies, it's also floating around the piece, besides the specific story of the main character.
But I would like to go back to one term you mentioned before about the fatherhood, because the young boy, how you named it's not only a boy, it's also like a son for the main character. And in the part of the 2020, it's also his girlfriend, which is pregnant. And then the girl later is some kind of the protagonist and of the show. So I think that the play is also a play about being a father and being a son on the same moment. And obviously in lifetime, this perspective changes. So in a certain year, you feel more like a son and then you become maybe feeling more like a father. I would like to make a personal question. How is it for you as being a father, but also being a son? Where do you feel yourself more connected to? Or is it really this mixture and this in between where you are interested in?
Well, that's a very good remark and question, because it's true that the whole piece it's really about fatherhood and our relationship with kids and with fathers and the idea of the kids representing the future. I personally, I'm the father of two girls, and of course the idea of fatherhood has been really present in my private life recently, and it's something that I think a lot about. And probably during the pandemics, it has been much more present because I was, you know, sharing much more time with them. We had a very strict lockdown in Argentina for almost a year, so we were spending time we wanted to spend it together or not, and it was an incredible experience. But then, yes, it's true that the whole idea of fatherhood, it's really floating around the piece, because as you mentioned, this main character, he's not just documenting this kid. The kid lives alone in this strange neighborhood in Buenos Aires, but also the kid needs at a certain point of the story to invent himself a family. So he directly asked the main character to pretend to be his father, while at the same time this character is expecting to become a biological father with his partner. And then in the story on the 2050, you have the daughter, the grown-up daughter, like getting to know better this father who has been more absent on her life. And probably there is also another layer that the whole piece works as a sort of a fairy tale, you know, like a tale for kids, because we are taking also a story, which is a sort of a myth, but it does exist in Argentina, which is the story that during the dictatorship in the 70s and early 80s, this place that I mentioned before, the Children's Republic, this sort of a weird theme park, it was a sort of refugee for kids whose parents were kidnapped by the militaries during the dictatorship. I mean, it's not something that is confirmed that happens for real, but there was always this myth around, and it feels a sort of like a, you know, Hans Christian Andersen story, a little bit like a very tragic one. But I wanted to play also with the whole piece as a sort of a small fairy tale.
But let us stop here a moment, because I think this is something very interesting in all your pieces and in all your artworks. I can find that somehow you are dealing with reality. I mean, I wouldn't call it documentary, but there is a lot of influence from real life and an analysis of our society. But then you somehow are transforming it into a fairy tale, you mentioned it, or a fictionary play. We could also observe this in Diamante, but then also a lot of other plays you did, like in El Pasado es un animal grotesco, where it's always this mixture of fantasy, fiction, but then a very, very strong impact on an analyst, a critical analyst of our political society. So maybe you can talk a bit about this relationship, because it is something interesting we can also observe in other artists or plays we invited here at the festival, which deal with this situation of being very interested on the concrete society, but then obviously transforming it into a fictional art world.
Yeah, it's true. I've never done documentary theater, but it's true that I always need to find some traces of the reality or some real stories as a sort of trigger for the fiction. I think I'm mostly interested in aiming for like a sort of a mega fiction, but built on certain reality bases. It's interesting that you mentioned Diamante, because when we presented Diamante here at the Ruhr Triennale a couple of years ago, it was pretty similar, even though if the pieces are, they couldn't be more different, actually. But again, you know, Diamante started as a sort of investigation on company towns around the world, like real company towns, and the development of company towns in Argentina during the early 20th century. And then that was completely transformed into fiction, but still some traces of the reality and things that happens for real in that sort of small societies, they were into the piece. I mean, it's also interesting to talk about Diamante, because this piece, Los Años, it was conceived right after it. And we knew that we wanted to go in a completely different direction, because Diamante was this big, massive, immersive performance where you would go into this small village and discover the life of the inhabitants of this fictional company town. And then you will create this puzzle in your mind about different storytellings. And it was like to have access to this, I don't know, sort of 19th century big novel. But then here we wanted to go into a much more straightforward storytelling, and also to go back to a more sort of traditional form of theater. You know, this is a stage performance, even though if the staging involves this split screen on stage and you have to follow a complex storytelling, it's much more direct, and it's truly based in the work with the Argentinian performers as well.
Okay, thank you very much. We are very looking forward to the opening, and I will definitely bring my daughter and my father to see it, and then they can decide who to connect with on stage. Thank you, Mariano.
Thank you, and I'll be looking forward for the feedback of your father and your daughter as well.
Definitely.